Would you pay over $10,000 per year for higher education? One of the toughest decisions for seniors in high school is making a decision on which university or college to go to. But what's even harder is how they're going to afford it. A recent article from CBC News says that many Canadian universities and colleges are planning on to increase their tuition fees starting in 2016. Parents all over Canada might have to go into deeper debt in order to provide higher education for their kids. If your kid's planning on studying abroad, expect the overall expenses to be over $30,000 when entering into university or college. Sources say that the tuition fees have tripled from 1990 to 2017 in Ontario. Centennial Journalism's Innocent Nathanathan has that story. Nivetha Santamal-Sullivan, 19 years old and currently a sophomore nursing student at Ryerson University, uses the TTC every day to get to school and back, but staying in Toronto for her education wasn't her first choice.
I wanted to go to Laurentian University for nursing, but I realized that I won't be able to afford it because residence and tuition and school, everything put all together, would cost me $20,000 per year. I also realized even if I were to work while I'm in school, it won't be enough to just pay for school.
After graduating high school at Lamoureux Collegiate Institute 2 years ago, Santamal-Sullivan realized that she would be paying way too much for tuition.
Tuition fee for one semester is basically $8,000, and textbooks itself is $800 per semester.
Downtown, on campus, inside the Ted Rogers building in Toronto, Santamal-Sullivan shows me the classes she has and where she goes to study. She tells me that one of her main goals in life is eventually to go to Laurentian University to get her master's degree in nursing, but she's currently wondering if she can afford that as the tuition fees are rising beginning in 2016.
If I were to go to Laurentian University, I realize that it would be harder for my parents to afford post-secondaries for my brother, because maybe when he graduates he would want to live on campus as well, and which means it would be the double the amount for the both of us, plus who knows what the fees would cost per year when he goes to university or college.
Aside from the tuition fees, the amount of years to complete a program can be also stressful. Students might have to think twice before picking a career that might be too hard for them. Canadian Federation for Students say that during September 2010, the total amount of student loan that's been owed reached $15 billion. Also in 2012, approximately 425,000 students were forced to borrow money in order to get higher education. According to Statistics Canada, Ontario paid the highest tuition fees during the last school year, 2012 to 2013. While all over Canada has the highest tuition fees, one province that has the lowest tuition fees is Newfoundland and Labrador, with $2,649 in the 2012 to 2013 school year. Canadian full-time students who are in undergraduate programs paid about $5,581 for tuition fees in 2012 to 2013, while in 2011 to 2012 school year, the tuition fees was about $5,313.
Rate changing a lot in an year isn't really surprising because it's something that was expected, but the shocking part of it is that students don't just have to pay for tuition and purchase books, but also buy food on campus, which is twice the normal price.
Statistics Canada reveals that while nursing programs tuition rates increased about 2.4%. Canadian undergraduate dentistry students pay the highest tuition fees at over $16,000 per year. Following up are undergraduate medicine and pharmacy students spending over $10,000 per year. Master's Business Administration graduate programs pay the highest tuition fees at over $38,000 per year. Graduate programs grow at a slower rate. Anusa Nithyanathan, Centennial Journalism News, East York.